You know, you can't play a burrito on your turntable.
We're here with the legendary Pink Dots. Here's Edward and Phil, who are the modern masters of the psychedelic sound.
I have a friend that only I can see.
They've been looking around and finding music, and they're going to tell us what they have.
He stays discreet. That doesn't mean he's hiding.
This is Otomo Yoshihide. He's like a turntablist and all-round amazing musician. By getting this, I'm actually paying my dues because I actually downloaded this before I went on tour. It's just like I was like slavering over the footage. He's just one of the greats. He's made about a zillion albums.
I also have one with him, and it's his group Ground Zero.
Oh, wow.
And this is a live one. There's a piece called a live version of Consume Red, which is a loop of a...
Pekingese
Chinese Revolutionary Opera. And it gets so intense.
I imagine.
It's very special.
What else did you get there?
This is Sunburned Hand of the Man. Yeah, it's a band from Boston. And again, another band has made a zillion albums. I can't possibly get them all, but I heard this. Phil actually scored a copy of this in...
North Carolina, in Chapel Hill.
And the guy played it, and there was only one copy in the store. And I've been searching for it ever since. I don't think it's so rare, but you just never see it. And so, like, today I saw it. Yes! This magnetic ring, same store in North Carolina. He put it on just as I was leaving and had just spent my last dollar. You actually have the choice. It's like, do I have this burrito or do I go record shopping? And it's like, well, I like burritos, but...
How cool. Never heard of them either. I've heard Sunburned Hand of the Man, I know.
This, I've no idea. I just looked at the lineup. It's like the guy's playing like an EMS synthy and oscillators and stuff like that. And it's just like, wow, it's got to be good, isn't it? Really, you know?
We like synthesizers.
This is Wooden Wand and the Vanishing Voice.
Oh, yeah.
I actually sort of like bought my first record of theirs just before the tour. Called The Flood, and it was just something that I just kept playing. So I just thought, gotta find more. This is just mystery. Looks so enigmatic.
It's very black.
How black can it be?
That's as black as it gets. What else did you find there? What is that?
Isn't that a lovely color?
Oh, the six organs, they're great.
I've been slowly finding his back catalogue and picking up. This is I think probably out of print by now, so I thought, well, I should pick that one up. That's released only in Japan.
That's so cool.
And this is from New Zealand.
Minamo and Lawrence English.
Lawrence English.
Who the heck is that? What's that like?
It's basically very ambient electronic music. And, it's a nice thing to play late at night.
Should we talk about it? Are we done? Are we good? We're good? Okay, great. Wow, it's so nice to meet you again. And this time I'm not on acid and I got all the way through the conversation. Excellent.
That's very nice to meet you.
Yeah,
nice to meet you.